I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's been just over a year since the grisly Easter attack in Pakistan killed nearly 70 people. For Christians, Easter is the pinnacle holiday to celebrate the hope we have in Jesus. But because of attacks like these, it's also a day surrounded by danger. Tom Doyle of E3 Partners says,
we're excited to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, and we culminate that in our local churches. It's a glorious celebration. But if you're in places like Kenya or Syria or Iraq, this is the most dangerous week of the year because radical Muslims know where Christian groups are.
And yet year after year, congregations around the world step boldly into churches to worship. Doyle says just like the rest of us, their security is found in Jesus. And despite the different levels of persecution the church faces, we're all in this together. For more details on this story, go to missionnews.org. And when it comes to the discussion about Muslims and the church, a question that often comes up is, I don't know what to do. Prayercast director Chris Ruge is spearheading a project called Love Muslims. It's a comprehensive set of prayer resources and videos to help mobilize the body of Christ to pray for Muslims. Already 2 years in the making, he's hoping to launch in 2018. It's a massive undertaking that needs your prayer support so that
when a Muslim in Central Asia comes across this material, that they're going to watch this and they will feel the love of Jesus in this, that they feel loved. And at the same time, that the body of Christ around the world, when they encounter these, that they will feel that same depth of love for 1.6 billion people around the world.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.